Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Patterson's here. John's a, he's an 07 model. That's right. We're coming up on 8 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and president of Progressive Insights, a member of the Chip Bell Group, co-author of a number of books on what makes customers tick, including Wired and Dangerous. I think that's the new one he and Chip have written. Also, Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. Also, Take Their Breath Away. You're starting to get the picture. He's our good friend, John Patterson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Especially
with a guy who knows how to love up his customers.
Boy, I tell you what, I do. I admit it. I mean, I'll tell anybody in the world that I'll put my ability to love up a customer against anybody. There's a lot of things that I can't get up on my high horse too much about because I'm not very good at. But taking care of customers has been something I've devoted my life to, John, and you have too. Because I'm not conflicted. I'm not confused. There's no quandary in my life. I don't wring my hands over who's the most important person in my company. What do you think?
I agree, and I heard before the break, I heard what you said, and you're on target. You are right on target.
It's not, there's no chicken or egg quandary here, is there?
Better not be.
No.
Better not be.
And even if you have customers, you know, you have, I like the approach of internal customers and external customers. I like that. I like that.
Yep.
But there's no quandary in my life about which is the most important.
No, I understand. You're clear, as you should be. Because, you know, what happens these days is if the customer, that external customer, thinks you're taking them for granted, you know what happens.
Yep.
They're gone. They're gone. Because there are too many people out there that can offer them an alternative. And, you know, I thought we might spend a few minutes today just talking about why customers leave. Because I think there's a big misunderstanding around why customers leave. Because a lot of companies don't try to find out why customers leave until customers are on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I think they wait until they've been gone a couple of months. And the trail's dead. What do you think? Did we lose John? I think we might have lost John there. So we'll get John back on. Where did you get John back on? He's right, though, folks. I mean, think about this. Think about customers that you know. Just in your head right now. Think about the names and the faces of customers you know, and then say to yourself, okay, when have they been in my store? When have we heard from them? And, you know, John, it's amazing how often we don't think about customers. And I think we don't think about them until they've been gone a while.
Yes, you're absolutely right. If you look at the research on this, we're way too slow at thinking about who isn't here until they're out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating to me is if you look at the research on why customers left and you ask the business why they left, they have lots of reasons. They'll tell you, their needs changed, or it was easier for them to buy over here. Well, we raised our price a little bit. But if you ask the customer why they left, overwhelmingly, they will tell you they left because of the experience. We've been talking about,
it might not be that they got a bad experience where they were, although they might have, John, but it might be that they didn't get an experience that made them say, I got to go back there. And when another shiny object jumped up in front of them, they bolted for that.
That's right. So if you only love up your customer enough to keep them in what we call the zone of satisfaction, then they're always open to the other shiny object. So your job is to love them up enough to get them all the way to the zone of loyalty. Because once they're in that zone of loyalty, they're your advocate. They're telling people to use you. you have got them where you want them. But if you leave them in the zone of satisfaction, as we say, Jim, then somebody's liable to recruit them away. It happens all the time.
Right. Well,
if you're not staying, staying up with them, to your point, if you're not finding out, where are they? How come you hadn't been here? And you wait till they're almost out the door, it's too late.
Well, there's another dynamic going on right now, John, that we have to pay attention to, I think, that you guys talk about a lot, and that is, you know, in the old days, in what I call the age of the seller, if we had a customer that we knew liked us and we knew did business with us regularly, if they didn't come back for a while, if we sort of all of a sudden realized that, wait, well, I haven't heard from them in a while, we probably would think, well, they're just not ready to buy again.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they are, we know they'll come back, right? That was the age of the seller thinking. Today, you can't think like that because they've got so many options coming in at them over the big pipes and the television and the radio and TV and I mean and newspaper everything else. They've got so many other options coming at them that they could have bought three times since you heard from them. And here's the thing that surprises companies. The customer doesn't even think about the fact that they've left you.
Right.
They're not mad at you. They just you became irrelevant lately, right?
That's correct. And that's a bad place. You know, if you're irrelevant, you're in a really, really bad place. Because we know today, Jim, we know that three things have happened. You already talked about. Number one, they have way more choices, right? There's all sorts of choices out there today. Number two, they're way smarter than they used to be. Mm. They're way smarter. They can find out anything they need to know about us or those competitors of ours. And they raise the bar on what they expect from us. And they expect a personalized experience. And if you can't give them that all the time, borrow your term, if you can't love them up just the way they want to be loved up, you're liable to lose.
You also have to find a way to follow them home, too, don't you, John? I mean,
stay connected. We are in a 24/7 world.
We are, and you've got to find that sweet spot, don't you? Where it's just enough to let them know you love them, but not so much to let them think you're stalking them.
No question, and they're different, obviously, and you have to figure out how they want to do that.
Right.
How they want you. I love your term, follow them home. So true.
You got to get permission to do that.
You do. You got to treat them with respect.
That's right. Because
you got to treat them with respect.
You don't want them to think you're creepy. Hey, John. Hey, John. Not that I've.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, now look, that's another story. I need your website quick. No, quick.
Yes.
Your website quickly, John.
www.johnrpatterson.com.
JohnRPatterson.com. That man right there, and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.